This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado congressional delegation is working together to try to get federal COVID-19 resources to the state. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Hoping the pen is mightier than federal red tape, the congressional delegation has written to the heads of different agencies trying to get more help to Colorado. They sent a letter to the head of the Small Business Administration to urge approval of a disaster declaration for Colorado to help with loans for small businesses. They also want FEMA and other agencies to help overwhelmed rural communities respond to the outbreak. And the delegation, except Republican Representative Ken Buck, also asked for clearer FEMA guidance on what the federal government will reimburse state officials for in the fight against the virus. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State health officials say they don't know why an air blower at a refinery in Commerce City, north of Denver, failed last night and spewed yellow smoke from a tower. It prompted a public health concern. Suncor says workers notified the state right away. John Putnam is the director of environmental programs for the state. He says the failure is still a mystery.
It could be a defect in the equipment. It could be lack of maintenance. It could be a staffing question. There's just so many possible causes that we don't want to speculate until we actually know what happened.
The incident happened less than 2 weeks after Suncor negotiated a settlement with the state over repeated violations. There's a winter storm warning starting at 9 tomorrow morning for Metro Denver. Currently 65 in Denver, it's 49 in Vail. This is CPR News.